Today is Daf Kufkas. We learned today's Daf. Today's Daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Dasko. Let's see if the Mishnah Shalom Street. Shalom should have. And Aliyah. Okay. We're in the middle. We're on Kuf Zion Amud Beis. We're talking about, that people sitting at the table with each other, one eating muffins, one eating fish. So Amr Le Ravyein Bar Shalem Yal Labayin. Shalem Labayin said to Labayin. So what the Mishnah mentioned was that if you know each other, you can't, because there's a and you eat from each other. If you guys are unfamiliar with each other, these two asanoim, then you can eat together. So Amar Rav Yema Bar Shem Alabayim. Shnei Achim the Makbidin Zed Zed Mao. What if you have two brothers or two people who recognize each other, know each other, but kind of hate each other? So that sort of they won't eat from each other, they won't do anything with each other, but they know each other. How does that work? So you say, oh, they'll never touch each other if they can eat at the same table, or since they know each other, they can't eat at the same table. I think just from a practical standpoint, if they hate each other, what are they doing at the same table? But the question is, which one sort of wins out? Which side wins out? So Amar Le, so he says, basically the answer is Lo Pluk. So Amar Le, Yomru Kol HaSirikin HaSurin, Virak Sriki Baitus Mutarim. There were these certain types of matzos that were colored, that they said they were Asur, but the bakers of Baitus did it in a way that could make it mukhah. So would you allow the bakers of Isis to have those matzahs on Pesach? No, it's low food. Maybe they're going to make it a certain way, but no one's going to recognize the difference. If you're looking from the outside, you're not going to be able to see that one's different than the other. So too with these people. I mean, oh, they're brothers. They're sitting at the table. That must mean that people who know each other can sit at the same table. They know the situations. Therefore, we say, you make a low plug, and if you know each other, you can't sit at the table and eat one equation. To Ultameich, so they ask this, that you basically have a low plug. But somebody who has only one garment, he's allowed to wash it on Cholamoid. Wait a second, he just said, look, you can't make a distinction. Looking from the outside, I don't know, this guy only has one article of clothing. Oh, he has a lot of washes of clothing. I can also sell it to the cleaners and wash my clothing. The more answers, Smar says, same question. Yomru, Kol HaSirikin HaSurin, HaSpiki Baitus Mutarin. Smar says, no. By the Cholik, by the article of Cholik, HaCholamoid, it's Simon. People will recognize what's going on here. Hasam, over there, by the Cholik Echad, Ha'amar Mar Barav Ashi, a Zoro Mochia Kalav. His belt will prove the case. Rashi says, Ha'ezor Tamehu Kavu Bechaluko. The belt is always attached to the garment. Ukeshu poshet kaluko, the lope is cholik acher, notal ezer mizeb kovu muzeh. He takes off the belt from one and puts it on the other. That's how you always know. But keshu, right, bezesh eno acher mechapsu mizoro. This guy, who doesn't have another article of clothing, will wash the belt with the clothing. So when you see that he's handing over the garment with the belt, you'll know that that's the only article of clothing. I'm not quite sure what he's wearing right now. But you know what his article of clothing is only the article of clothing, and therefore he has the heter. Right? Maroek shemachapso be'zero imo yodeya she'ein lo chelik acher. Well, the kach is you look at cover. That's why it was mentioned. The simon. If there would be no simon, then you're right. In the chanami, it wouldn't be a heter. Okay. Next Mishnah. I think you have a simon. If you have a simon, you can do it. Right. If you have a simon, you can do it. I mean, it depends on the... You have to have a table, I guess, maybe a glass table that doesn't but the major issue comes in. I saw it recently in come up again. These communal sukkahs, the communal sukkahs in Manhattan on Yom Tov. So people go in to be left off in some real places. Like I said,
right. Yeah, been across the table from somebody you don't know,
and then you don't have to. You know,
right.
So, right, but that's next table. Okay, I think you have a simon. Again, you have a simon, sort of a simon that it's like similar to what you have when wife is needed. You have something that's a real hector, not a piece of bread is not a hector. But yeah, right. Of course. But the hector helps you. The hector helps you. No, it's a reminder. The previous Mishnah has dealt with the issur of bishul basar mechal together, and how you're supposed to be marchik and this and that. Now the Mishnah to talk about. In Basar Bechalav, when they happen to get cooked together, all right. So here, this is Fair warning, heart. Okay. Tifa chalav shenafla alachaticha. So you have a drop of milk that falls onto, obviously, it must be a hot piece of meat. Everyone points out, and Rashi points out, it's a hot piece of meat. Rashi says, betoch hakadeva. Major machlokes we're going to have learning tomorrow. We're going to learn according to Rashi, because we read Rashi. Right? So the tifa chalav shenafla alachaticha. The chaticha is betoch hakadeva. The chaticha is in a pot. Right, al achas min hachatichos, and fell onto one piece of meat that's in a pot of meat. Okay, a lot of pieces of meat. The milk fell onto one piece. The lo hagis a kadeira, and you have not yet stirred the pot. Just fell on the meat and basically stayed there. Then no left nefer tam tipa el osaf tichovat. Since you didn't stir it, the tam of the milk has not been dispersed amongst the entire pot. It's sitting only in that one piece of meat. Milk falls on that piece of meat. Im yesh ba benosin tam. If that drop of milk has enough milk that it would be nosing time of the milk into that piece of meat, I need to turn nosing time again, whether it's back to bagel or whether it's like cheese, whatever the case, if it is nosing time in there, so in Yeshbun, the nosing time, but also chaticha, us, Rashi says, in Yeshbun, nosing time, also chaticha, Kolomer, she'in, but also chaticha, the bada, shishim, the bada, chaticha. And there's one piece of meat, there isn't, it's not big enough to be shishim 60 times more than the milk that fell in. Miyad nesra chaticha. So that piece of meat becomes usher right away, right? Now, Mishnah's not talking about the other piece of meat. We'll get to that soon. In Yishba ben Okatan, the Mishnah said, but also chaticha usher. You can't eat that piece of meat because it became usher from the bleed of the milk. Okay. Now, what happens near esakadera? Rashi says what happens here is you are hegis ba miyad kodem shekibla chaticha tamin atifa. The hashness avatipa kula. What happens is that this drop of the milk falls onto this piece of meat, and you don't wait a second, almost instantaneously, you mix the whole pot together. So now the milk is dispersed amongst the entire pot. In order to make anything usher, you can view the entire pot and the entire contents to nullify the milk. The only time it becomes usher, if there's more, if there's not 60 times of the entire pot against that milk. The difference simply is how long did you wait? Rashi's saying some of the kashas we saw, I'm asking Rashi. But Rashi's basically saying if you let the milk sit for a moment on the meat, so then that piece of milk absorbs that piece of meat and it doesn't go anywhere else. But if you yes, but if you mix it, so now you got to view this entire mix. It's actually more cooler because now the milk is going up against a larger sun. Okay, that's near as a kadeira in yishba. If in the tipa of milk, benosin tam bechol osa kadeira, then it becomes osa. Rashi says in yishba benosin tam osa kadeira. Klomer ain't kolok b'tipa le'esro kulan. The tipa doesn't have the strength to answer everything. El im kain yish benosin tam b'tipa bechol kadeira. Now you have to. Okay. So basically, we have here is a concept which is known as chanan, otherwise known as chatipa nafin kadeira. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about now. But first, the Gemara talks about the concept of Tam Ki'ikar. Tam Ki'ikar is, as the other reason, Rashi has a very good explanation of Tam Ki'ikar. Amar Abaye, Ta'amo, Velo Mamasho, the fact that something it imparts taste, even though it is not physically there, but the taste was there, Velo Mamasho, Ba'alma Bidoraisa. It all seems to be told to Deraisa, Rashi says. Well, let's say the teeth. No, the teeth is not there. People get hooked into it. It sort of disperses. But there are other instances where it's not there. You put in a piece of pig, and then you pull it out, but it just it cooked. Okay. So Amrale Abai. So by Tamo below Marshall the Amad Raisa, important Rashi. Had the Asrinan, that which we make Asr, the Holy Surin, right, that all the Surin, we should not have Tam the Heter, only if Tam was imparted, flavor was imparted. Even if the ochel itself is not in the mixture, kigon, for example, silika iser, you remove the iser, or maybe you can squeeze the milk out. I don't know how that they can do that. The enkan elotamo, all you have is just the taste. Deoraisi, that's the deoraisi concept. The gamrinon, we learn it out. Here's your connection. The gamrinon, we bust the cholav. We learn it out from milk and meat. The ashri rachmanet b'achiva. right? Achim b'chol, afal gav, right? Skip a little bit. The misalik zemi tov zel, achim, you shouldn't even be able to remove one from the other after the cooking, ain't kind of, the ain't kind of el tam, you don't have a taste. So to here, maybe you can squeeze out the milk. And you only got a little piece of cheese, right? And you cook it together. You pull it apart. The only thing you have left is the taste. Medla after, and then the mishnah and Abai saying from back from the bus of Apollo, you see the concept of the taste. So to Kolishim Shem Torah, you see the concept of taste. Why? The Isol Kadaita. If you can tell me that Tam is only Issa Derabanan, the Isol Kadaita Derabanan, the bus of Apollo. My time was remaining. Then I'll ask you, why don't you learn it out from Basra Bakala? Because I had this paradigm of Basra Bakala where taste is an issue. Now, so I'm learning it out from there, just like they asked Mr. Zoraisa to hear Mr. Zoraisa. Why you tell, if you don't say that, if you say something to Rabbanah, when I ask you, well, why don't you learn it out from why don't you learn it out from Basra Bakala? Rashi says, the Isaac Adai, the Fosha Risu, and Tyler Bunahi, the Logaminon, right? So then, Logaminon, Lumin Basra Bakala, they'll say, well, why not? The more answers, well, wait a second. I'll answer you because Basra Bakalov is different. Why? Because Basra Bakalov is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Mechlokas. The chiddushu. The Basra Bakalov is a chiddush. Rashi says, my time alone, we know Mishum the chiddushu. What's the chiddush for Basra Bakalov? The Shneya Min Heter. Each piece is mutter. Normally, what you have on Tarov is an usher piece and a mutter piece. Here you have two pieces of Heter, but when they combine, they become Isser. They make this new chetza of Isser. I just put one side of the Makovas. But they made this new thing that's considered usher. That's a chiddush. So maybe you only say Tam Ikar over there, we don't say it by all other places. Look at Rashi. My time, look at me, name is from the chiddush. Vishnei bin Heter. Zelavado, Zelavado. Ukrishin is Abru, Neshru. Another Heter, Rashi says, and we'll see where Rashi sees this. The Ode, Shederach Vishal Neshru, below Achila. Take a look at me, look at me, or you can say the mate is an actual Isser of Vishal. It may not be, it may have violated an Isser. Non-kosher with kosher. You just can't eat. But it's official when it comes to Basra Bakalov. So why does Rashi say two? What's the reason? I think the reason is two, but it's also a question. Tosos, the Chiddush says that Perish Bakalov is named in Heter. Tosos, the Chiddush says that there are two Heter pieces that combine to make something like Aser. Tosos says, well, if I get that Chiddush, I'll tell you another place. First of all, it's only the Havim in the Gemara in Pesachim, because you have Kiyayim. You have wheat, and you have vines, and most mutter, you combine together to become Aser. I have wool, I have linen, those things are both heter. I can have either of them in my clothing and mix it together, becomes awesome. So that's why it's just, so those are the product condition. But you can answer maybe that just because it says twice, it's still going to be a finish. But Tosos says the heter is, Tosos says the finish is that you can have the milk and the meat, similar to what Rashi says, the traditional gusset, the milk and the meat can be sitting on top of each other for hours, even for 24 hours, and they're still not awesome until you put them together. So the idea is that they're a chiddush. He says they're a chiddush, and that's where you can't learn from it. The Gemara says, "E chiddush." For S, if the whole plug is a bus of is a chiddush, that means it's a rule breaker. Once I have a chiddush, it's a rule breaker. So if it's a rule breaker, I should say that the second they touch, it should be also, I should need kimas tam. The chiddush is you can't have milk and meat together. So why do I have to have that it has to be the kimas tam? It's a rule breaker. Let's break all the rules. And Rashi, "E chiddushu." Right, each chiddushu, I might get time to mask easy at the beginning of time. Why do I need time? Below no set time, nami yasser. That also does without a transfer of taste. The chiddush of chiddush may rachmana. There's a big chiddush that the Torah told us. I feel cold to that bus will call it. Anything, just touch it would be yasser. Right, Elish mamina, so Rashi says, you see from here, la chiddusha, da hachi kapid. Right, it's not a chiddush. Now Rashi here goes towards what Tosfos is saying. He's saying it's not kedusha. The hachi kapi rachman doom to play a karim. It's similar to the client. The mitri nam mishum kli torah ovis. The kavon the lav kedushu gamri. It seems it's not a kedush. So how do I learn from it? It's how do I learn it? He says kavon kedushu gamri le mizrobi shelim. We learned that from zrobi shelim. We learned a few about 10 days ago. But so the mar so amalei rava says no. But olam I'll tell you that that basra bakalov is a kedush. It is a kedush. If it is a kedush. What happens, you say it's a chiddush, therefore you can't learn it out from other places, and it can't be a riot if I'm getting the chiddush right. But our kasha was, it's a chiddush, why do I need it to have taste transfer of Basra Bakalov? Why can't it just be compulsory? So he says no, because besides being a chiddush, the Torah frames the Isser Basra Bakalov, they're official. Most of the Basha, most of the Basha, people call it the Imo, most of the Basha, people call it the Imo. The idea is, is that all the surim have to be similar to the concept of fishel. And fishel, you have to cook them together. Cook them together imparts taste. So all those surim have to have taste involved. Amar le Rava, but derech fishel asra Torah. There's most of us people play Devo. Rashi says, the olam aim of a fiddish. Ain't a chanami, it is a fiddish. Vidikamarta, apagat like a time litzar. The whole lekel mimigre mizor b'shtela. A tarch group, they call it quadam in a time. The pasuk tells us in the time. The pasuk tells me any time. I mean, the low asra Torah, ela derech fishel. So asra of us in the fashion of a fiddish. So the Torah only asra the derech fishel. The aim of the Torah, Rashi says, because it's just what you can't put them together, that's what I'm saying. Going back, my focus now, does Rava argue with the Bayi? Or is Rava just saying, argue with the Bayi is cool? So I close to Rashi says, Rashi says, Rava's argue with the Bayi, and therefore, Tam Iker is not the Raisa everywhere else, because you can't learn it out from Bas Mephala, because Bas Mephala is a Kiddush. I got a question that answer puts there for yourself. Tosha says, no. Tosha says, Amar Rava, the Chuyu Ba'amavu, the Mehachal Lekmanela. It's just a deflate. And here you can't learn it. Right? About Tam Iker having the Raisa. But Tam Iker is definitely the Raisa, just learn it out from other places. Right, to the precious Perek Yonosha, which is the case of Rav Shela. Right, that's not my focus. Okay, now comes Rav to explain the Mishnah. Amar Rav, right? So the Mishnah had said that if a tipa of chalav enough to transfer taste falls on on this piece of meat, the entire piece is usher. So what does it mean it's usher? So Rav says, Kevan Shenasa Tamba Chaticha. Once the milk imparts taste into this one piece of meat, famous concept now. The piece of meat itself becomes a nevela. It is transformed into a piece of iser. Meaning, if it now, and Rashi, as he explains, well, Sarah's kolak hatisus kulim if they should mino. If you hold minshin mino is not vatel, right? So what happens now? I had a piece of meat that was fine. Milk fell on it, not vatel. That piece of meat now is usher. Not just the milk in the meat. The entire piece of meat is considered a nevela. So if this piece of meat now gets mixed up with other pieces of meat, it's a chaticha of iser. If you hold minshin mino, it's not butter, like Rob's holding, like that's Rabbi Yehuda holds, it ashers the entire thing. No, minshin mino ain't a butter. Even if the coin, right, he holds minshin mino ain't a butter. If you hold minshin mino is butter, so then you have to look at the size. We don't look at the size just of the milk that's in the meat. The entire piece of meat becomes what you measure it against. Tam to Iker creates. Right, so that's what he's saying. But when it comes to Mindamino, we're not worried about Tam. It's the same item. So to say it again. So you have the Chatifa, it becomes the Vela, it's a piece of meat. Now it gets mixed up with five other pieces of meat. They're all usher. Why? It's just a little bit of milk in there. No, it's a piece of milk. You turn it into a piece of Vela. That's what he's asking after. It's transformed into a piece of Vela. What? Yeah, chatikah nachas in the veil. Machlokas is whether we say chatikah nachas in the veil applies to all Yisurim or only applies to Basra Mechala. That's the machlokas we said before. It's the machlokas between Rashi, Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Ephraim on that book. So the Mechaber passes like Rabbeinu Ephraim that chatikah nachas in the veil is only us the Raisa in Basra Mechala. The Ramah passes like the Bali Tosfos. I think it's Simon Sadi. I forgot where. Sadi Beis. I mean, Simon Sadi Beis. Sadi Beis. Passes like Tosfos. The chatichas nas nevela is a kind of the rice on all Yisur. So in that case also, if I have a piece, I have to learn the sugya, but because it's a kiddush, it's a b'chala. Because b'chala, I can say it both ways. I say the thing not being b'chala is because what happened when you have you create a new chatichas to begin with, you create b'chala. Why would why is it follow the progression? Why don't you say? Yeah, but you're now saying that this item. Right, so I'm saying the difference. Right, so you asked what would be the difference. I think the difference for Sparks to be is that when you have Isser, what makes you usher is just the time makes you usher. Now, Basra Mechala is bringing a new fetzer. So you say Kanan only applies, but Basra Mechala is a new fetzer. Because when Isser had to. What now the combined. Yeah, Isser had to.
Okay. You have to learn it to figure out what you have to go to sugya, but you know, go real deep into it. No, that's butter. We're talking about the case where a drop of milk fell onto one piece, and that wasn't 60 in that piece
to bevatel the milk. So now that piece of meat, it's not just has a little bit of milk in it. The whole piece of meat is considered nedeva, and you have to view bittul now against the entire piece of meat. So if you hold mimbishib amino is not bottle, so I have an issue piece of meat falling into heck of meat, everything's usher. Because mimbamino ain't a bottle. If you hold, you don't like that, but if you hold mimbamino is bottle, now I have to use the size. I use shisha. But what shisha? I use shisha with the meat, not the milk that fell in. That's another question. I don't know. I saw it fall in. I was there. I saw it. So Amalei Marzutra. Amalei Mazrutcha braid Rav Mari the Ravina. So Mazrutcha says to Ravina, Michte Rav to Amalei Shmaite. Who does Rav say it's tomorrow like? Mimbimino a bottle. That's to Rabbi Yehuda. He's going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amr Mimbimino a bottle. That's why this piece of meat that got the taste in the milk that goes into other pieces of meat, everything is usher. He's holding like Rabbi Yehuda. So Lema Pnigi Ad the Rava. Maybe he holds against Rava. What did Rava say? The Amr Rava said that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Mimbimino a bottle, but min bimino, a mixture of min bimino and anomino, we take out the mino when we just do the anomino. We saw that a few days ago. So, all right, because Rabbi said, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, kol shehu dover acher, kol shehu min umino with dover acher. I have meat and gravy mixed together. So he says, what do you do? Salik es amino kamisha eno. You remove the mino, again, conceptually, you remove the mino, and you only calculate the min against the anomino, right? But, and the enomino will be vatel. How does that work here? So our case is a piece of challah. What was the case? It was Rashi established the case was meat was in a pot. It's cooking. It's got, well, it's a whole stew of stuff. It's got the gravy. It's got the liquid. It's got all that stuff. The milk falls on it. Now that piece of meat becomes off. That piece of meat is now mixing with other pieces of meat. Okay, that's mimbimino. But there's other stuff in there also. It's enomino. Rob said, it's not vatel. The whole pot is awesome. Why? If he holds a Rabbi Yehuda, he should extract the same types and just have the same against different. So if you want to hold, does he go against the statement of Rava? My question is, what, I don't understand that. That whole concept, I have to look into it. That whole concept of Silik as Amino, that's really weird. So you have Mid-Amino, how do you ignore it? It's there. Import and caste. I don't want to think about caterers at all. I don't think about caterers. Okay. We got to move. I just don't understand it. So Amalei, so he says, no. Enoch Anami, he agrees with Rava, and he would say that if it fell into a stew, then you would cancel out like a fraction to cancel. We cancel it out, and they would be bitter. But here he's saying it's not going to slow to a hard thing, sort of like congeal. Everything was congealed if there was no other mixture. He says, Amalei e did up of a rota raka, if it went to this raka, which was sort of soft, hachanami, in hachanami, the rota would be mavata of a piece. Hachal mayaskino did up of a rota abba, into a thick piece. As you would have said. No, but there's no liquid in here, not a chalm. Yes, it has to not be liquid. Once there's liquid, that's the anomino. It's the burnt shell. All the water got removed. All the water got removed. So I just realized that it has to be, it's all congealed and all hard, and therefore there's no other non-mino in there. Basically, is the case. There's no non-mino in there. It's all mino. Okay. So now comes another piece of the Gemara, which is like massive. Machlokas, how to read it. We're going to read it like Rashi, but the way the Rashi reads it becomes difficult. Micah Sover, what does Rob hold? When he says, Chatichas das in the Vela, that this piece, Rach, I may not even get to where I said. This piece turns into a chatzushal isser, right? Ika sover epsilon soto mutter. Now we're the kind of epsilon soto. Is there a possibility to extract the isser? Let's say, whatever the way is, let's say there was a way, maniach that there's a way, that you could take the combination, and you can chemically alter the combination and extract the isser. You can separate. So let's say I had this piece of meat. And maniach, I can separate the milk that fell in there. That piece of meat can return to its ethical status. And machlokes was the meat. Machlokes was the meat can return to its ethical status. Some say that means, oh, now it's completely left. Now it's completely working for you. And some say now you just not that you can ask the zealot, it's the only measure against the milk that fell into it. And so,
Yeah, but you have transfer of taste. The idea is you have transfer of taste, extract the taste. No, that was different. Because we said if you swirled it before, it right away, then you have to measure against the entire pot. Something like the piece of meat. The milk fell into it. It absorbed the milk. That we said, that chatika from the deva. Can you squeeze it out? If you would squeeze out that milk somehow, if that meat returns to its original heifer status, that's efshel tofu mukher.
Assuming you can. The assumption is that you can. My kasav, it's all theoretical, but the theory turns us, gives us the halakha. If that's the case, then chatika might not be available. Then why is the chatika coming available? Right? So, elikasavar eshel soto asr. Must mean that he holds eshel soto asr. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mikasavar, Rav, the eshel soto. What do you hold by kind of eshel soto? It's towards like six, seven lines where they get wide. The isr shenivla behetev, but not on time to the asru. So here's a case. Because of a bishel, a heter azeh in heter acher, she efsar an isr hanivla bezeh, this got me mental. Somehow we can extract it. The lichlach the heter achron, the evo shir the isr achron. Basically, what Rashi seems to be putting, the great Rashi explanation is that chatikas nasa the veil, esher sofa, this is the same concept. If you hold esher sofa, you don't say chatikas nasa the veil. If you say esher sofa is usher, you do say chatikas nasa the veil. Well, the Ron asks, why is the Torah asking that question? Hainu hach, what's going on here? So the Ron has a whole different, at the end of the parak, the eighth parak, the Ron has his whole running commentary, and at the eighth parak, he has a whole two pages. All the halacha that come out from each of these concepts. So he calls, that's what he says about Efsa the Soto. So he says that, basically he says, the concept of Efsa the Soto is us or not, is not the same machlokas of Hafitas Nasim Levela. He says, the machlokas is a machlokas in how you understand Basar Bacholas, the Isra of Basar Bacholas. And the idea of Hafitas Nasim Levela is only a nafkamina from Efsa the Soto. Meaning, according to my number, says Efshel Soto is Usser, he's going to hold that even if you would take out the Chatika, the Isser still stands. Therefore, he's going to say, as a result from that, the Chatika turns into an Avela. Because he's going to hold that Basar Bacholov becomes a Chesushel Isser, but a piece of an Avela. So what happens if you have a piece of an Avela? You cut out a piece. You go Avela. You have Basar Bacholov, you cut out a piece. You go Basar Bacholov. So it doesn't make a difference. So therefore, so chatikas nas nevela, we view the entire piece as if it has meat inside, as usher, fine. But according to my number says, esher soto is mutter, he's going to say that wu yitzuyer, that you can pull out the milk from the meat, it would have been mutter. Moran basically says, lemaisa, we don't say esher soto, because it's very fast difficult. But if you would wu yitzuyer, that you could pull it out, you would say esher soto is mutter, right? Therefore, it shows you, what does it show you? Efshel Soto Mutter shows you that we view Basar Bacholov not as an Isser Chetza, we view it as an Isser Tarogus. So if you remove that Isser Tarogus as an outgrowth of that, Chatika Ein Anas Nevela. How do you view the ideas based on Salvechik? How do you view the Isser Basar Bacholov? In the words of Salvechik, the Isser of Basar Bacholov is viewed as an Isser Chetza or an Isser Balua, or it's an absorption. It's an Isser Chetza, so it transforms it. Just like a piece of pig is usher, Basar Bacholov becomes usher. You cut off a piece of pig, it's still pig. You cut off a piece of Basar Bacholov, it's still Basar Bacholov. Or you say, no, it's a balua. An absorption issue. So, so long as it's absorbed, it's usher. If it's not absorbed, it's not usher. As a result of that, if you do it that way, they say, Chatika, they say, you'd say, Eshel Sofa Mutter, and therefore, Chatika ain't not in the Vela, because it's not viewed as a balua, as not viewed as a chetzel, it's viewed as two pieces that come together to make something usher. Okay. So the machlok is where the kanan apply. Kanan is basically the concept of taste. So you're talking about a case of where it's yavish biyavish. I think it's a machlok. I don't remember. No, it has to apply. It has to apply where taste was transferred. If they were cooked together, then it applies. It has to apply with the transfer taste. If you just have a mixture of min domino that's yavish biyavish, then there's no kanan. There's no taste. Kanan is the concept of taste. Then it's transfer taste. No, then you have to. Well, all it does is it now says that you have to measure your bitul measurement against the entire piece, as opposed to with the issue that fell in there. Okay, the itmar. Okay, probably. Probably. Before, if you can, yeah, probably. Itmar, as we learned in the base measures, it says, Rav Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, the army, they will say, the Epsil Sof knows us, therefore the whole Khatim is not the Vela. Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Rish Lakish, the army, Epsil, the Softo was not there. Fine. Next hard piece. The Sava Rav, Epsil Softo, Usser. Does Rav say that Epsil, the Softo, is Usser, and therefore Khatim is not the Vela? But Itmar, the following price, sir. Kizai is Basser. I have a piece opposite now. I have a Kizai is of meat. Shenafel Toch Yorish Alkola. Falls into a hot vat of milk. It pasteurizes the milk. Somehow the piece of meat falls into there. Okay? Okay, obviously you extract the meat, whatever. Okay? Omar Rav. Rav says, again, Rav's are about Magmar, the basar is usar, the chol of mutter, and the milk is mutter. Okay, the idea being that probably the meat did not have enough time to transfer into the milk, but the milk clearly had enough to transfer time into the meat. Okay? So the isok adaitach eshel sof to usar. If you hold that Esher L'Softo is Usher, then look about this. Chalav am I Mutter? Why is the Chalav in the vat Mutter? Chalav Nevelahu, the milk that went into the milk that went into the piece of meat is, I guess the meat is still in the milk that went into the meat is now Usher, that milk. And therefore, do Rashi, Chalav am I Mutter, Hare Chalav Me'at, the small amount of milk, Shenivla b'basar, that got absorbed into the milk, nashat nevela, that became nevela, sharei nesar, ukishechazra b'nivla b'shar acholav, it's cooking, the meat is cooking in that milk, so now it's cooking, and it went into the meat, and nashat it, and now part of the process is coming out of the meat, right, and it's now mimbamino, chalav and chalav, a nevela part of chalav, and a regular chalav, right, having a mimbamino chalav asar, the chalav hetir, rav isna mimbamino b'basar, if you hold mimbamino b'basar, so if you have to tell me that Epsil the Softo was Usher, here the case of where so it was Epsil the Softo, because the cooking is continuing, the milk is being extracted from the piece of milk, meat, that milk is a nevela, it's a mid-amino is Usher the Masu, it's not Bato, so how's this bad Mutter? Must be Epsil the Softo's Mutter. So Marsha says no, so. Well, Olam to Sabah Rav, Rav says Epsil the Softo was Usher. Alright, so Bashani Hasam, and here it's different, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Lo Sivashal Diba Khalidimo. Havamina is Giti Asher Tov Lo Chala. In a mixture of milk and meat, only the meat is Asher, the milk is not Asher. Wild. Wild. That is wild. Okay? Yeah, you have a Svara? So I think, so the Yudha says that the svar in the Havmin was is that the way the milk and the meat are become usher is two different ways. The meat becomes usher because it has the mamashas. The milk becomes usher only because of the time of the meat. So maybe you don't have actual meat in the milk. Only the meat taste is transferred into the milk. Right? That's how it works. If I would drink that milk, I wouldn't be eating. That comes in. The Tzlach said the chela, the chalav, is only usher via transfer. So maybe the Gemara has sought to say that Tam Tikkur is not the rice. That was the halimia. But the milk, the meat, is truly usher for the absorption. It's more than taste. That's not usher. That's not the maskar. So nevela is usher. It's a kol for usher. So the Gemara asks, how's that possible? How you talking? The Sava Rav, Gedigas, Rotor, Velofalov, how's that possible? Oh, it's the following case. First of all, we know that, but the Gemara proves it from the following case. Chachi Zai is Basar, but Chachi Chazai is Kolov, Shin, Basar, Zemizer. At two, less than that. Chachi Zai is Basar, Chachi Zai is milk. I cook them together, right? And you ate it. Amarav, Loka Alachilasa. You get Malkas for the Achila. The Ena Loka Alachilasa. You don't get Malkas for Bishal. Official, you have to eat a kazayas. Why would you get malchus? If it's not us eating the milk part, well then you only eat a chassi kazayas, a chassi shir of isav of lochalav. Why do you get malchus? Difficult concept to court down. What do you mean kazayas basar, kazayas milk? Solids are measured by kazayasim. The liquids are measured by lug. So the only way I think you can do is you. It's just cholah. It's just milk. So he says, I mean, it's probably in science, displacement. You figure out how much that what is the equal cost of size based on displacement. So Ella, right. So Ella, the olam kasav rab chalav nami osur. So the chalav, the milk is also osur. Okay, so we're stuck now. The milk is osur. We just brought a case where the meat was osur, the milk is mutter. But he says that epsilon sulfur is osur. Well, why? So he answers the hakav ayaskinon. The case is. It goes to nafal lesoch yorer of safas. It fell into a boiling pot of milk. The mibla bala, something boiling, I guess that the meat that fell in will absorb, but mibla lo pala.
But it doesn't extract.
It's Rashi says. Hakka b'maya skino and the amarav el basa also called mutet. It goes to nafal also zaisat of yorer takas. The marsha boleya ain't a pulling. What it absorbs, it doesn't extract. Shekol's marsha ain't a no from etichus sub ain't a pulling. So long as that piece of milk meat does not cool off, it doesn't not pull it. It right? So the marsha says, wait a second. But so he naya chadar pulling. That's once that cools off, it's going to the milk's going to be extracted from the milk meat. It says kishakadam besimpo. What happened is that you removed it before it cooled off. You took the tongs and you removed it. Tosfos asks, wait, what do you mean? Something that's in hot water, cold from a pot, does not extract? Tosfos says, see it every day. Came up. The dove on your lenayimu. Just look at your eyes. Who the pullet? Why? You should know the yerik day or time. I put green vegetables into a hot piece of the hot water. It turns green. It extracts from there, right? It wrote up, Mishdan the Maris of the yerik. Became Bosha Shuma and Yimu, Tokov, the nearest Shavashim. You see the fat coming off of it. Al-Harotin. So therefore, the Peyush of Shmuel, so the Rashbam and the Ravina Shemaiah say, the Peyush of Shmuel, the Hadak Amr Mifat lo Polit, Hainu Ad Shiyer Saba Milu Bloa, Abala Akar Shesaba Kozim Polit. He says that it does extract once it's full. It has to eat its fill, then it extracts. So when you have the piece of the vegetable that goes in, it's filled within, it's naturally filled, therefore it's going to go out. But the meat, the person has to absorb all the milk, and then when it's completely full, it'll extract. So what happens here is that you remove the meat before that point. Rav Anton says, what are you talking about? Dover Tamer, you. Right? Didn't he bulk later this year's there? How do you know when you have a timer? How do you know when it's filled? Therefore, Omer Ben Tam, the Gomer Hawk, Mimbo Bola, I have a low point, Masha Bola Asha, Masha Bola Mikodem. He says, no. But, yes, something will extract it in it. It will extract what it has in before it went in the water. It doesn't extract what is absorbed in the water until after. That's the filth in the vegetable case and the muscle color case. Okay, Gufa. Gufa. Chatzis ayis basar v'chatzis ayis chalav. You have half of the ayis of basar, half of the ayis of milk. Shavishlam zeh and zeh. You cook them together. Amarav, Rav said, lokal chivaso. You get malchus if you eat the ayis basar. Ve'en lokal bishula. But you don't get malchus if you cook it, because the bishul was a pachos kazayas of each of the items. Gemara says, "Mimanasha." Says, "Mimanasha." E mitzdarfin. If the two kazayim are mitzdarev, and that's why you get malchus for eating it. Today, we should mitzdarf for the bishul also. A bishul nami lilki, because you put mitzdarfin together. I was mivashel a kazayas of basar b'chala. The ishul e lo mitzdarfin. They're not combined. Achil nami lilki. I should get malchus either if they're not going to be combined. There's no olam really lo mitzdarfin. They're not mitzdarev. They're not mitzdar. Even by eating, they're not mitzdar. What happened here? Bivami yor gadola. Here, which was bivami yor gadola. Rashi says, "Ulitzdadin amr lemilse." Basically, goes like this: Acho chasi zayis basa, chasi zayis kolav. Habami yor gadola shnasbasa mashir mizem mizem. And that's from local filoso. A full share of meat, a full share of milk went into this pot. I removed, and what I removed, somehow they figured this out. What I removed only contained a chasi zayis of milk and a chasi zayis of basar. In that case, I'm going to get malchus from the achila. But if I cooked something, only a chatzis ayis of milk and a chatzis ayis of basar, I'm not going to get malchus. And if I eat something that was cooked like that, I'm also not going to get malchus, because they're not mitzdarim. Here, the issue is that when they were cooked together, it was a shear. But what you extracted was not a shear. Therefore, you do get malchus for eating it, because you ate something that turned into a kazayas, right? Spinach Rashi. Because it's one, it's part of the whole mass, right? So achol shir shalom is shal same effort. The aim of al bishulo the bishul chatzik is dais pasul chatzik follows the aim there. The bishul aims to start mechalav the tail of pasul. Not mechalav. In the case of chayiv and eating it, but you ate a piece of pasul that was cooked together with shir. Okay. The Levi Amar Levi says no. But Levi says loka al bishulo. You loka on the bishul as well. The chayin tani Levi masis and the Levi said also our mishul change for pasul also kach for bishulo. You also loka on the bishul. I guess he says that you are mechalav. Ube eizze bishul amru. What's considered bishul? They're considered together. What's considered bishul? The bishul shachem also machmas bishulo. Something that other people will eat. Probably machmas on the side. Whatever that means. Okay. Abedin efshul sochto tanoi. The concept we said before of efshul sochto. That's the machmas tanoi. This time, the following, we have a tosefta similar to our mishnah. Tosefta says, tipas chalos shenafal chaticha. A drop of milk falls onto this meat that's in the this hot piece of meat that's in the pot. Kevin shenafal tamach chaticha chatichas mas nevela. Once it transfers taste into that piece of meat, the meat, piece of meat itself becomes in the daylight. Okay? The oseres, and it ashes kol hakatichos kulon. It ashes all other pieces of meat, lifnei shehen mino. This is the example of their min. It's min de mino, divar Rabbi Yehuda. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's min de mino, min de mino, bato. The chavim orim ashe chitin tam de rotu v'kibu hakatichos. So before, when the chavim say min de mino is bato, so now it basically it's ashes if it gives transfers taste to the rest of it, but you have to taste based on the entire piece of meat, not based on the milk that fell into the meat. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, near in Divrei Rebbe Yehuda below near. It makes sense that the chaticha ashes all the other pieces in a case where you did not mix up the kedera, v'shelo kisa, you did not cover it. The near in Divrei Chachamim, and the words of Chachamim seem to be correct, v'shenir v'kisa, you did cover it and you didn't mix it. All right, that's the worst. We'll stop here. All right, have a good day. Have a good judgment.